hammering away. Welcome back. Or good morning or good afternoon. It really depends on where you are, how you're consuming this content. I just know that it's great to be here. I am live. I am in Southern California, and I am in the exact same spot where I've been for all of 2020. It feels great to be here. Program brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. All right, if you're on hold, you want to stay on hold. More phone calls coming up later on. But as promised, we start the second hour by talking to the head basketball coach at Gonzaga. Winningest active coach by percentage at 828. 19 regular season titles, 16 conference tournament titles in 21 seasons. Led the program to a Final Four. 3 Elite Eight appearances, 9 Sweet 16s. The recipient of countless Coach of the Year awards, Gonzaga is opening up the season as the number one team in the country for the first time ever. They open up against number 6, Kansas, on Thursday. So we're finally right there. We are joined by Mark Few. Mark, it's good to have you back. Mark, how are you?
I'm good. All good, Jim. Yeah, it is kind of crazy to finally, I think we're getting close here, so... It's guys are excited and staff's excited. And, it almost seems surreal.
Whole thing seems really surreal, by the way, Mark. Like, you've been a head coach for 21 seasons now. Have you ever experienced anything like the last 8 months?
I mean, just absolutely not. There's no playbook for it. There's no experiences to be able to draw off of. You just have to kind of, you know, try to just use whatever, you know, experiences you have in the past. We're just dealing with everything from crises to really reaching out and connecting with your guys as they kind of journey through this. I think that to me is one of the biggest things that seems to be lost in all this is, you know, everybody's analysis of the numbers and cases and things like that is. There's really something to the mental health of, young adults and who have focused on, you know, basketball is their life really, and they're student athletes, but you know, basketball is their main life, especially when you get them at the level that we have them here.
Mark Few is joining us. You know, Mark, to that point, like you want to look ahead, and I think we all so badly want to put this behind us, but we can't do it just yet. But when you talk about mental health and what the athletes are dealing with, when I'm watching the NBA draft on Wednesday night, I'm reminded of how painful it was not to have an NCAA tournament because so many of the players who were drafted did not get to have those moments and that experience. You and I spoke in January of this year. We were talking about the team that you had and the run that you may have made. So what was it like for you to have the season end the way it did?
Jim, hey, listen, bud. Easily the absolute worst moment of my, you know, actually 32 years of coaching college basketball. To walk into that locker room, ironically, after, you know, I think it was 24 or 36 hours earlier, I told the guys, okay, look, this is a real bummer. We're not going to have fans. But we are having the NCAA tournament. You know, we have to have it, you know, because it runs the entire, actually, you know, NCAA. And so to walk back in that locker room, Jim, and have to tell Killy and Tilly, you know, and our other seniors, you know, Killy had been there 4 years, and Woolridge had transferred in there, as had Admon Gilder, and they came just to play in the NCAA tournament. Tell them they weren't going to be able to was... It was just crushing, and it was, you know, there's so much emotion at that time with everybody, and you know, it was just, you know, it'll be one of those moments you remember for the rest of your life.
Yeah, it's tough. So, so tough. Mark Few is joining us, Gonzaga head basketball coach. You know, Mark, when you talk about the journey also, from our conversations over the years, I've always been struck by the fact that you personally are always looking to learn and grow and evolve. I'm really curious. Like, I've thought about this a lot, and I've talked to a lot of people about the way they have approached this pandemic. Like, I'm curious what you've learned throughout this process over the past 8 months. What's your biggest takeaway personally?
Probably the biggest thing is to try to take a step back from your own personal views, however strongly you may feel about those, and then just – and I find myself doing this all the time, even – you know, today, and just like, okay, let me, now, this, obviously, I feel totally different than this other person does, but I'm going to try to understand but try like heck to understand his perspective, because I can see that he's as either fired up about this or feels as strongly as I do, just with a different perspective. So trying to do that, and really, I'm just telling you, just the respect I have for the young kids going through this, whether it's my own kids that are here studying at the dining room table as we speak right now, not being able to go to school, to the college kids. I mean, I call it like college life at Gonzaga right now is not what it usually is. There's no socialization, and it's just, but I can't believe how compliant and how they're positive, and you know, everybody's masking up and doing their thing and still doing their deal with a smile on their face, and there doesn't seem to be any complaints. I mean, I just marvel at my own guys how what they're doing, because they're living a pretty Spartan life right now.
It's true, isn't it? Right, the young folks, Mark, they're pretty resilient. They bounce back.
Yep.
They're durable. They're pliable. They're good. They show old guys like us something. Like, we always think, like, man, kids don't know anything about anything, but they know more than we give them credit for sometimes. Mark Few is joining us. Mark, I mentioned off the very top that the program is number one in the AP poll. I know that's not the goal, but what's it say about the program that you've built there that you're in a spot like that?
Yeah, and you and I have done a lot of these over the years where we try not to, you know, the polls,
right?
They don't really mean much to you. I would say this, though, Jim, that the cool thing about this is, like, being preseason number one to me tells you that you've really, your program has garnered the respect, you know, of the nation. And it really has nothing to do with what this year's team has done. It's a reflection of what the guys in the past have done, you know, because it's usually reserved for the Kentuckys or Dukes or Carolinas or even Kansases. And it's almost like, hey, okay, we're going to accept you into the club now. And that's an accomplishment that I think all of our former players, you know, and really the teams just recently, the past, you know, 5, 6, 7 years that have been knocking on that door, deserve all the credit for.
Yeah, I'm going to do you one better, Mark. Not only are you number one in the country, but you're in that spot after the WCC Conference Player of the Year, Filip Petrušev, signed to play in Serbia. So that really speaks to the depth and what you've built there. You've got four guys that are on the Naismith Trophy watch list, which means there are so many guys on the roster I could ask you about. But let me ask you about, for instance, Drew Timmy, who's coming off a really strong season. What does the next step in his growth look like? What are your expectations for him?
I mean, he's primed for a big year. Jim, he's a really, really versatile player who's a little bit of a kind of a throwback Zag with he's got the personality a little bit of maybe an Adam Morrison or a Robert Sacre. He's pretty confident, pretty loud, pretty brash. He loves to have a good time, but he is one of those, you know, kind of the, as you know, 2020 forwards now that are, you know, he's 6'10 and he can go down on the block, but we're also more than comfortable having him take the ball off the glass and lead the break, much like Hachimura and Brandon Clark did. And you know, he's done that throughout his career. That's what I kind of saw and watching him play AAU ball, was just that versatility and confidence. And I think he was really coming on at the end of last year, and I think now with more and more minutes opening up for him, he's primed for a big year.
We're talking to Gonzaga head basketball coach Mark Few for a few more moments. Mark, I can't wait to see your freshman, Jalen Suggs. He was Mr. Basketball and Mr. Football, both in the state of Minnesota. Yeah. The first person to ever win both awards in the same year. It's an amazing accomplishment. Obviously, athletically, he's pretty gifted. What are you more impressed with, his athletic ability or his competitive spirit and toughness?
Oh, you nailed it. I love his competitive spirit and toughness. And it's funny, you know, I think as we get farther and farther along, there's more and more specialists, you know. You have to start just playing basketball at age 5. That's all you do, it seems like. A lot of parents have their kids do it. I love having multi-sport athletes, because it just shows and hones their competitive desire so much. And this kid is, I mean, from the day he stepped foot here, yeah, he's still a work in progress, you know, skill-wise, as you would expect for, you know, a 19-year-old. And even athletically, you know, he's still coming along there and understanding everything. But competitively and toughness-wise from day one, as far as getting on the floor and being physical and getting after people, those are usually the things it takes a while for your freshman to adjust to. But he's been on top of that from the jump. And I know that's from playing football at a high level, quite frankly, and it's nice to be able to draw on that. And I kind of wish more kids would continue to play multi sports before they get to our level.
Gonzaga, the preseason number one, they kick it off this week, and I'll finally end it, Mark, by saying when you and I started the conversation, you were talking about how surreal it is to finally be at this point where there's going to be a game. I've had a number of football coaches come on, guys like Mack Brown and Dabo Swinney, and they've talked about when their season opener finally did roll around, given everything that went into it, you know, all the sacrifices, all the pressure, all the stress, that it was one of the most emotional games they had ever been a part of when they finally did get back. Any idea how it's going to feel for you and the players when you finally do hit the floor next week?
Gosh, I mean, it's interesting to hear that kind of perspective, because it's obviously they've dealt with it. It's just going to be so different to not walk out, you know, with just a packed arena and fans and that kind of energy. But I also totally understand what they're saying, because it's just, I mean, I just give our guys so much credit. You couldn't even see a light at the end of the tunnel, it seemed like, there, Jim, back in April, you know, and when all this thing went sideways. And now to be able to finally get to that point, to walk out, you know, and to start against Kansas, I mean, that's going to be a great game for college basketball. And that's what Bill and I, that's why we kind of decided to do it. It's good games for both our programs. It's also the right thing to do for college basketball, to get it kind of jump started, get everybody focused on it and going. So I'm just going to be probably overjoyed for our players, man. They've had a long, arduous journey to get to this point. So hopefully that'll be what I'm feeling mostly.
That is a great way to start the season. You've got Gonzaga opening up against number 6, Kansas, Thursday night, 6 p.m. Eastern. He is the head basketball coach at Gonzaga. I ran down all the stats. Mark, I appreciate you. I appreciate the friendship and the relationship. Great to have you on the show, and I'm really eager to see how that team looks next week.
Yeah, thanks, Jim, and happy Thanksgiving to you and Sam, and hope you're all as well down there.
You too, Mark. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy holiday season to you and the fam, too, and we'll look for you next week. Mark Few, head basketball coach at Gonzaga. Those numbers are absolutely astounding. 19 regular season titles, 16 conference tournament titles in 21 years. They're a preseason number one after losing the conference player of the year. He has built a bleeping monster and did not have to leave to do it. An amazing story. One of my favorite stories in sports. All right, then. So it's going to set up like this. If you're wondering when to call now. Don't wait. If you're wondering when to hit me up on social media, do it right now. My next interview is not until 11:20. Coming up at 10:40. Big Head Betts. In fact, James Kelly has become such a thing and such a big deal. Before the Thursday night matchup last night, some of you were asking for him. Can we reach out to the big head? What's his pick? We did not do that, but I'm privy to the pick. He nailed that. He got that last night. Man, this guy almost never misses. There's something about that big head. Wells tweets, I wish Garth Brooks tickets came with the Costco return policy. Sign writ. All right, that thread's dead.
So my
maybe not to you, but it is to me. That thread is dead. You can move off of Five Guys and how expensive it is. You can move off of IKEA and the fact that you have to build your own furniture. Well, that's not really fair. You have to assemble it, not build it. And you can move off of Costco's amazing return policy. Find something else. I know you will. You always do. Just go return that thread to Costco. I don't want it. They'll take it back. Apparently, according to you, they take everything back. Return that thread to Costco, no matter how long you've had it, which is like 5 minutes. The thread is dead. Hashtag that. Hashtag the thread is dead. When we come back, The thing you cannot kill. The thing that has never lost. The jungle karma. What an unbelievable win for Tulsa. Until you remember, the coach came on. So there's nothing unbelievable about it. There's no better place to get in on all the fantasy action, football action, with DraftKings, official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. Draft your lineup. Feel the sweat like never before. Every single run, pass, and catch means so much more with DraftKings. And it's so easy. All you do is pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, see how your team stacks up against the competition. Nothing adds to the excitement of watching the game quite like having a shot at millions of bucks in prizes. If you have not signed up yet, what are you waiting for? Get in the game right from your couch. Download the DraftKings Daily Fantasy app right now and use the code ROME. For a limited time, new users can get a free shot at millions of bucks in prizes this week. Do not miss out on all this week's action. Enter the code ROME. Get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes with that first deposit. Codename ROME, R-O-M-E, only at DraftKings. Make it rain. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com for details. DraftKings.com for details.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Sunday, the NFL on CBS slate features a couple of the AFC's best going head-to-head. We've got Derrick Henry and the Titans taking on Lamar Jackson's Ravens. Steelers looking to avoid the upset against the Jags. It all gets underway with the NFL today at noon Eastern and 9 Pacific. The NFL is on CBS, and I will be on CBS on Sunday morning. Pumped! I am going to have my views from Rome. I've got my assignments, and I've got my rants. I've got my takes. Now I just got to find my suit. What number suit am I going to bust out? That's coming up Sunday. I will be in studio here in California Sunday at noon Eastern and 9 Pacific. If you don't mind, get up, check it out. It's an amazing show. All the fellas back in New York doing what they do. So that is going to be tremendous. Listen, oh, and I've got Big Head Bets coming up. I wonder if the Big Head's going to pick that game. Either of those games. James Kelly, the Big Head, the flight deck on his Comrex line. Next segment. All right, so every so often, you know, we add new listeners and new people who don't understand this notion of jungle karma. They don't understand what it is, how it works, where and why it shows up in life. Here are your answers. What it is a magical force. Where and why it shows up, I've got no idea. Only that it's everywhere. Like, it really is that simple. The jungle karma is a magical force. It's like the wind. I can't control it. I can't explain it. I just know that it is. It exists. And it's powerful. It's kind of like witchcraft. The other thing I know about it, I know that there's some sort of relationship between guests showing up on this program and good things happening to them. That I do know. That exists. Like, you do a good interview on the program, good things happen to you. There's that relationship. Now, is that a causation or is that a correlation? That's not for me to decide. Just as I know that if you disrespect the program, bad things will happen to you. I know that too. Like, I don't root for it. I don't wish it. It's much bigger than me. I can't control it. I wish I could. I just know that it's true. It exists. You come on this show, you do a good interview, you respect the program, generally very good things happen to you. You disrespect the show, when the show did nothing to encourage that disrespect, bad things happen to you. Right? I'll give you an example. I'll give you a recent example, a great example. Tulsa head coach Philip Montgomery came on this show on Tuesday. Only a few days ago, he did a rock-solid interview. It was a very enjoyable conversation. Like, he wasn't looking to duck out of answers or just spit out some lame cliches. He was listening. He was engaged. He brought something to the table. He made my radio program / simulcast better than it already is. He did extremely well by the show. He respected the show. He respected the opportunity to be on the show. Flash ahead a few days. Number 25 Tulsa hosted Tulane last night. Things were not going well. They lost their starting quarterback to a rib injury in the second quarter. Then their backup was carted off with a leg injury in the third quarter. They were down to their third stringer, Davis Brin. They were down to Tulane, 14-0 entering the fourth quarter. And I knew what was coming. I've done this long enough, I know. I know what you think before you think it. I knew what was coming. The venom. The hate. The vitriol. The, hey, Rome, pretty sweet jungle karma you got there. Tulsa was on a winning streak. They come on your show. They lose their top two quarterbacks to injury. They lose the game. Great job, Mr. DJ Man. Yeah, I was ready for you dopes. I was ready for you dopes to blame me for Tulsa's best season in a decade going right down the toilet 48 hours after they appeared on the program. But when Davis Brin came into the game last night, I knew something special was about to happen. Don't ask me why. Don't ask me how. I just knew. It's just something you know, and I could feel it. Just as I knew what you were thinking. Sure, Rome, you knew. You knew that a guy with one career completion was going. Hell yes, I knew. Hell yes, I did. I knew Davis Brin didn't have a ton of experience, but I know the jungle karma, like sex, like Father Time, they're all undefeated. And sure enough, when Davis Brin enters that game, he changed the game. I knew it from his first four-yard completion to Juan Carlos Santana. And I still knew it even when that completion was wiped out because of a penalty. I knew in that moment, and I filed it away. I said it to myself. Davis Brin to Juan Carlos Santana is a winning combination. It's a killer combination. And yes, Juan Carlos Santana frequently goes by JC Santana. Not by me, he doesn't. He gets the full name treatment here. It didn't matter to me that the drive ended with a questionable fumble. I knew that DB to JCS was going to come through. And sure enough, looky here, dopes, what happened? Tulsa gets the ball back, down 14, with just over 12 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Down 14-0, Brin goes to work. 10 plays, 84 yards, TD drive, capped off by Brin running 18 yards for the score. So the Golden Hurricane defense forces a quick punt. Then Brin leads an 11-play drive to tie the game with 3 minutes left. The freaking karma was everywhere in Tulsa last night. You didn't even have to be there to feel it. Except Tulane, man. Tulane would not go away. They return the kickoff, 71 yards. They score with 1:38 left. Then it's 21-14. And yes, I admit, it did look a little grim at that point. I mean, Davis Brin had already led two huge drives in the fourth quarter. I mean, how much are you going to ask of this guy? How much is this guy going to have to do? Could he do it again? Hell yes, he could do it again. This is Davis freaking Brin we're talking about. He got the Golden Hurricane down to the Tulane 37. 6 seconds left. They were going to need something special. They were going to need something magical. They were going to need something bigger than all of them. They were going to need the jungle karma. And they sure as hell got it. You go ahead and you roll that, Alvin.
That irrelevant. Clock is 6 seconds left. And this will be the final play. Brin going to go to the end zone. It is caught! Touchdown, Tulsa! J.C. Santana! Davis Brin magic in Oklahoma!
Oh, that does not do it justice. Davis Brin! Juan Carlos Santana! Touchdown! Have some, Tulane! Have some, world! Have some, planet Earth! What did I tell you? What did I tell you? I told you that was a special connection. Now, I'm not going to say that Davis Brin to J.C. Santana is better than Kyler Murray to DeAndre Hopkins, but I'm sure as hell tempted to say that. These guys are clutch as hell. So now the game goes to overtime. The teams trade field goals in the first overtime. Let me be honest. At that point, I'm not sure how Tulane is even still standing. Credit to them. They just got stabbed in the heart on a Hail Mary at the end of the game. Now they've got to go to overtime. But if you thought that Hail Mary to tie the game was painful, if you thought they got stabbed in the heart on that, they were about to deal with something even worse. In the second OT, Tulane has the ball. They've got third and goal from the Tulsa 3. Again, Alvin, not only do I want you to roll this, I want you to roll the hell out of this.
Pratt gonna throw. Pratt pressured. It is picked off by Zaven Collins. And the player we debuted at the beginning of the game is gonna end it for Tulsa in double overtime. You have got to be kidding me. Zaven Collins, Tulsa, double-digit comeback, book it. The Golden Hurricane has blown in again, and they will win in an all-time thriller against Tulane.
A 96-yard pick six ball game. Thanks for bleeping coming. Shut it down. We're freaking going home. The rare walk-off pick six in OT. Zaven bleeping Collins if you need him. And yes, I will remind you that he was one of the guys that Philip Montgomery and I talked about on Tuesday. Then he shows up absolutely huge last night. The Tulsa Golden Hurricane. Legends. Hail Mary to tie that game. Pick six and double OT to win that game. Not dead, can't quit. Let me just recap this week. Tulsa head coach, Philip Montgomery, comes on the show. Tuesday, he does a good interview. Thursday, they lose their starting quarterback to injury. They lose their backup to injury. Then the third stringer throws a Hail Mary to send that game to OT. Then they walk it off with a pick six in OT. Tulsa wins. The karma wins. Tulsa's 5-1. The karma's undefeated. No hard feelings, dopes. I accept every last one of your apologies for ever questioning me or the jungle karma. The winner and still undefeated, untied, heavyweight champion in the history of the world, Jungle Karma.
Karma.
Jungle Karma.
And never, ever more evident than right there. Hell yes. Good on you. So next time we call you and ask you to do the show, don't do it for me. Man, do it for you. Do it for you. When we come back, I got something for you. The Big Head. Big Head Bets. James Kelly. If you need something to think about going into the weekend, he's got it for you. Rashard Higgins of the Browns coming up next hour. Albie's Week That Was next hour. The ATP next hour.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
All right. Since I demand accountability, since I demand responsibility, since I demand ownership, I will be the bigger man and I will apologize. I do owe you an apology. And this is not some trick. I'm not going to go Conor McGregor with it. I am here to apologize. I am sorry. I am very, very sorry that some of your lives did not turn out the way you had hoped. Because that is the only way to explain some of you idiots trying to poke holes in my jungle karma. Like, there's actually a couple of idiots that are on Twitter that are calling saying, oh, yeah, hold up now, Rome. I remember back in 2004 when you had Mike Gundy. Stop. Just because your life did not turn out the way you had hoped that it would doesn't mean that my karma isn't undefeated, because it is. Stop doing it.
Bona fide idiot.
Get with the program, man. Wake the hell up. You're going to tell me that this cosmic force does not exist. That there's not some magical force that's bigger than me that is guaranteed. The hell there's not. Listen how stupid you sound. So I am very sorry. Very sorry that you did not get everything you thought you were going to get in this life. I'm sorry. The karma is real. The karma is foolproof. Stop trying to document cases where it didn't work. Come on, do better. Be better. And then look in the mirror and realize how foolish you look and sound. I mean, come on. For all the ones who get it done, there is Grainger offering supplies and solutions for every industry to help keep your facilities safe and your people even safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or just stop on by. It's time. It's Friday. You know what that means. Time for our weekly installment of Big Head Bets. By now, you're familiar with the drill. XR4TIR James Kelly has a gigantic dome, and it's filled with data. Lots of data.
Take that for data.
Data that he is willing to share with you heading into the weekend so you can get down and you can get paid. James Kelly has specific insights that will enable you to be way more informed as you watch all the action this weekend. Because after all, anything we're about to discuss is for entertainment purposes only. And if for any reason you do decide to use this entertainment-based intel to get down with, you do so on your own accord. Remember, never wager anything that you can't afford to lose. Now that I got that out of the way, how you living, head?
Jim, I'm living wonderful after last night. Weird Russ got it done for me.
Why do you got to do that? Why do you got to tag this guy Weird Russ? It's just Russ. Russ.
Ace Adam.
Hey, one more thing. And you're already off to a bad start. Your segment, your picks, all right? Your segment, your picks. But if it's not too much to ask, I'm going to ask that you keep Jeffrey Toobin's name out your mouth. All right, head?
Okay, I could do that. No tubes, but I will say, you know, it wasn't very cool of CNN to kind of let him hang out there on his job status, Jim. So maybe they can get back to him pretty quick here, but I will not go there. I promise.
Yeah, well, thanks for not going there, big head. Well done. All right, and a nice double entendre, too. Man, just stick to the picks, head. One of the biggest matchups of the weekend, Green Bay v. Indy. I know that you're going off Packers plus two. I know you saw that. At least where I'm checking the line, the last time I saw it, it dropped Green Bay plus one. What's the number you're seeing? How are you playing this one?
I'm seeing plus 1.5 for the Packers. I hit the Packers at plus two. Question is Indy's D actually elite, Jim? And the numbers say they are the stingiest unit in the NFL. I mean, you can't move the ball against these guys. They and the Rams are the only two teams that actually allow opponents under 300 yards per game. But I feel Indy's numbers are a little misleading, to say the least. Their talent isn't as good as the Rams. This is a good D, but it's not elite. They have feasted off of inferior teams and inferior quarterbacks. Aaron is not that. I like the Packers, but I am a little worried here about Davante Adams and his health. When healthy, he's the only wideout averaging more than 100 points per game. So if he's gone, I like this a lot. Points.
Devontae's not averaging 100
points yards per game. Yeah, my bad on that one. But him against that secondary, you got to like Aaron
Rodgers. Trying to crack jokes about Tube hanging out. So come on, man.
My point is, though, the offense is a different level when Devontae's playing. The Aaron Rodgers on the road, it's the best offense in the NFL, Jim. 31.8 points a game they're averaging on the road. Now, Naheem Hines and the Indianapolis Colts are going to be a problem for that Packers run defense, but I'm going with the Packers. I'm going plus two. I actually see plus 1.5 right now, but I'm going Green Bay right here.
All right, listen, here's what I want you to do. We're already behind. I want you to tighten these things up.
Okay.
Sort of tough to get a read on either Tennessee or Baltimore this season. Mm-hmm. Both are solid. Seemingly neither are what they were. What are you doing with that game?
Yeah, they're not, because both of them are not at their best right now. The Ravens struggled against the Pats last week. The Titans, though, they've lost three of their past four, and it seems like the two quarterbacks, you know, a lot of people think the league's kind of adjusting to Freaky L and Tannehill. Analytics and numbers like the Ravens, yeah. I saw earlier this week at plus 6.5 for the Titans. It's moved all the way down to plus 5. I'd still hit that. I like the Titans. Their defense has struggled this year, but they're getting better on third downs. And plus last year, Derrick Henry ran over all these guys in the divisional loss there. The Ravens still allow 4.5 yards per carry to each runner in the NFL, and Brandon Williams is out this week. I think the Cookie Monster, Calais Campbell, he isn't practicing right now, so he might not go either. I'm going to go with the Titans plus the points, Jim. I got plus 6.5.
Would you go as low as plus 5, though?
I would. Yep, I'm going Titans here.
Washington-Cincinnati. That game, like, it doesn't sound like much, but I'm interested in the game. Any game where Joe Burrow is chucking it around. Does the game interest you at all? Are you going to hit that game?
It does interest me. I'm hitting Ron Rivera. I'm giving up the point. I'm minus 1 there. Washington is a touchdown better this season at home, and they're even better with Alex Smith back there. Now, they can't block, but they welcome the league's worst pass rush, worst defense probably. The Bengals have 11 sacks in 9 games. Big Ben torched them last week. I like Alex Smith to do the same this week. Now, on the opposite end of the spectrum there, the Washington pass rush is probably the best in the NFL right now, and Joe Burrow's line can't block, so only Carson Wentz has actually been sacked more than Burrow, and he's been pulled down 32 times already this season, so I'm going to go Washington minus 1 and Alex Smith on this one, Jim.
All right, so really quickly, Deck, run me down the 3 picks overall in case somebody jumped in late. We talked about 3 games. What are they again? Just give me the pick.
Packers plus 2 over Indy. Titans plus 5 to plus 6 over Baltimore. And then Washington minus 1 against Cincinnati.
Okay, so those are your 3 picks, and they're for entertainment purposes only. Is there anything else you're looking at this weekend? Any other matchup that interests you?
There's one more interesting matchup to me, Jim. In honor of the Joe Judge v. Mark Colombo workplace violence, I've actually got some odds on Ritt v. Hawk. Now, the early odds are on Ike as a minus 220 favorite to give Pigeon them hands. And personally, I like the old man here, Jim. He's got combat experience. He fought in many wars and Bird. His stamina, it's a little increasingly declining since Drytober or whatever geek name that he came up with online. He's sobering up October, but not November. Due to win quickly, I got to hit Eisenhower here. I think he's going to take this fight to the ground, Jim, and give those birds them hands. Yeah, that's what I got here.
This is absolutely incredible.
Game on.
All right, so...
I do have some worries, though, Jim. I mean, you know.
Talk to me.
Yeah. So,
it is your segment. Finish the thought, man. Hawk is in shock. Hawk can't even believe what's going on here. Man,
my only worry.
What are your concerns?
My biggest concern is the time of the day for this fight. The old man's hot chocolate and cocoa and sugar could wear off by 2 o'clock, and usually 2 o'clock, and usually it's nap time by that time. But outside of that, I still like Ike. I mean, if the 34th president of the United States could plan and execute battlefield plans, he could take Bird's back and choke his ass out. Minus 220, best bat of the entire week. Put it on Ritt. The Bird's going to sleep. Game sleeping on. Let's do this, Ritt.
This is absolutely amazing. Of all the matchups that you have broken down since we started this segment, that is far and away the best one. And it's great, but here is my question.
Your ego is that true? Your body can't cash.
Seriously, your ego is writing checks that your body can't cash now, and you got a big head. My question is this. Was that for entertainment purposes only, or can we find a site where you can get action on jungle workplace violence where the old man is actually minus 220?
I think you can find a site. It's out there. It's under you. It's right underneath UFC 255. It says Ritt v. Hawk, minus 220 plus 180.
Finally.
Hit Ritt.
Hawk, what's the matter with you, man? I mean, for all the abuse you've taken in the 4 years you've been here, I've never seen you so befuddled. Do you need to jump in on this? You want part of this? I'll give you equal time. I think that is some of the best work that he's ever done. Why do you look so angry?
Well, first off, what the hell is he talking about? A hypothetical Donnybrook between me and Ritt? And then second, to question my stamina against Ritt? I ran a marathon twice and recently. A marathon that James Kelly said I couldn't do in under 5 hours, which I did. So he's coming on doubting me again?
What do you mean he's right there?
That was in March.
Address him with it. He's still on the air.
That was in March, Hawk.
Well, James, nothing has changed except I've lost 30 pounds and I'm way better off than I was then.
That was in March, Hawk.
Dude,
honestly, James,
Eisenhower has made a career out of whooping ass. He's going to have no problem with your young ass.
I'm not mad at him. I'm mad at you. What the hell? You're just dreaming up me and Ritt fighting, and you don't have me in that fight? You suck. Honestly, dream day.
All right, first of all, he's not dreaming up anything. He's basing it on the workplace violence, the alleged workplace violence between Joe Judge and Mark Colombo. So he's not dreaming this up.
I want to fight against Kelly now. Forget Ritt. I'm skipping Ritt. I'm calling you out, Kelly. Boys.
Handle no eyebrows first. Work on that diet job.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Okay. All right.
An amazing job by James Kelly. Wow, that was some kind of segment. You didn't see that coming, did you, fellas? Did not see that coming, did you? James Kelly, if you need him. This is why we do big head bets. I'm so glad I said to him, hey, listen, is there anything else that you would like to discuss? Is there anything else? Yeah, apparently he had something else. Let's get some reaction. Carl tweets, did James Kelly just earn a golden ticket? I don't know, man. I think he earned a guest host spot. A golden ticket wouldn't do it justice. That was James Kelly out of nowhere saying, in terms of workplace violence, if there was a fight between Hawk and Ritt, I've got the old man. Not only did he pick him, but he laid out why. All right, that's the hardest I've laughed in a while. James Kelly. Coming up now, our third and final hour of the week, your reaction to it. I've got Rashard Higgins coming up at 20 past. Ritt's never been happier. Ritt's just got his dukes up. He's ready to square up. Hour number three coming up next. You're in the jungle. I'm Jim Rome. Do not go anywhere because we are not done.
Now I'm done.